Chapter 20. This chapter is an adaptation of an article written by Michael Pearl and first published in No Greater Joy magazine, May 1995. The Flavor of Joy. Parenting, like courtship, must be properly seasoned with joy. Parenting without joy is not only tasteless, it is tiresome, even unpleasant. Joy is the only foundation on which meaningful relationships can be built. Parenting without joy is like music without rhythm, or flowers without color. A joyless parent can no more raise happy kids than can a skunk raise skunklets that smell good. You say, but the kids destroy my joy. What? How can that be when the kids say that you are destroying their joy? If someone were to ask your children, if you were joyful, what would they say? Reasons for lack of joy. Most often, joylessness is caused by a failure to properly train the children. If you are not proactive with aggressive, deliberate child training techniques, the whole family will be so confused and confrontational that a joyful person in that context would look like the court fool. In many homes, the problems are not deep. Bad, yes, but not deep. Sometimes, especially in large families, there is no deep-seated hostility or resentment, just chaos, like at an intersection with no traffic light. The problem there is lack of organization and management. Parents fail to train and don't respond to the needs of the children until they are provoked into reacting to the ensuing intolerable behavior. Then, they are only doing damage control, not training. Their home is like a city with few traffic lights, directional signals, or road signs. Everyone is trying to survive in a lawless atmosphere. Parents must install traffic lights, road signs, and consistently enforce the laws if they are going to stop the collisions. Once everyone knows the rules and parents assume the role of manager and overseer, order is reestablished. Tension melts away and everyone is joyful with the new order. When parents don't organize, they end up spending most of their time expressing their displeasure at the way everything is going. They create a distance between themselves and their children, a spirit of antagonism. The children take a cue from their parents and fight among themselves. It creates an environment with too many problems to address. Joy is inconceivable when no one is satisfied with anyone or anything. With only a little enlightenment, many parents have applied these simple training procedures and gain complete control of their families in just a few days. By assuming their God-ordained authority with dignity and joy, these parents have eliminated the provocation to anger in their children, as well as in themselves. Their anger resulted from frustration. It was just a runaway condition that was begging to be halted. The establishment of consistent authority in the home was welcomed and made everyone happy. Joy and color and music came back to the family. The other reason for lack of joy. Careful organization with consistent enforcement will put an end to 90% of the conflict. When everyone is functioning as part of the family society, there is little provocation to anger. But parenting doesn't stop with conditioning children to outward obedience. It is a blessing to have the circumstantial anger removed, to have peace in the home. But the absence of conflict does not necessarily imply joy. Joy is a positive virtue, not just the absence of conflict. In contrast to joylessness caused by outward confusion, some parents are joyless within their own souls, regardless of the circumstances. They may not be angry or unhappy, just joyless. Look at it as a balance scale. Anger or bitterness is on the far left, a stable, sedate personality is in the middle, and joyfulness is on the far right. Granted, children do far better with deadpan parents who have neither joy nor anger than they do with angry or bitter parents. But they do best when both parents are known for their joy. Bitterness is a plant with a disease. Joyful mediocrity is a plant without disease growing in average to poor soil. Joyfulness is a plant rooted in well-balanced soil with the right combination of rain and sunshine. The Bible tells us to bring up our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.